today I am the guy, I am a local magistrate here, responsible for your upkeep, your well-being and your security and safety. And if anything gonna happen to you, your respective governments and the government of India, they will shoot me from point blank. We have some issues, certain issues to discuss with you. It was not there in the international protocol to stop the flying, and we won't stop this flying for long hours, but certain security, safety points and some safety measures that some people are flying over the military establishments, which is not in their interest. We are at strained relationship with some countries, neighboring countries, and flying over the military establishment and air force, etc., etc., could cast serious, they could face the music. So here's my friend, he's an army colonel, Mr. Neeraj Rana. He'll brief you little about the security and safety, because in 2 days we have some two pilots dead already, and some 12 to 15 pilots got injured. So it is our concern. Some of you are very qualified, very hard persons, very hard pilots, but some of you are, they are having the license of a small vehicle and they are flying, you know, like a big jumbo jet. So we have to look after, and I'm requesting the Colonel sir, please, he'll give you a little briefings, please.
Hi guys, good morning everyone.
Good morning.
I'm very happy that you all come every year here to fly, and I'm a flyer myself, though don't fly very much these days, but I understand it's a passion for you all to fly here, and nobody wants to stop you here from flying. It's perfectly very good to fly here, but you all know if there are certain restrictions for flying, you have to follow them. And I am sorry to inform you that some flyers have been flying towards Dalhousie and over an Air Force establishment, and we received a letter from them in the morning that they have ordered shoot at sight orders. So my request to every one of you is that please avoid the no-fly zones. If you are not aware, please take it from Ranvijay. He will have the complete coordinates for you to give it to you so that you don't get into any kind of trouble. The very reason for stopping this flying today morning was for this briefing only and not for any other reason. So please do not take it otherwise, thinking that if there was a death or some accident, that is the reason the flight has been stopped. No, that is not the reason.
Close flying.
So the next thing is, you all are aware of your abilities and your capabilities. Please, as per your ability and capability, you know how much to fly, where to fly. So do not take unnecessary risks, because ultimately there are people waiting back home for you to come back safely. So it is better that you adhere to the norms of flying. I do not have to give you more on that, because you all are good flyers. I am very sure about that. So keeping that in mind, please take the coordinates from Ranvijay after this for the coordinates for a no-fly zones. Do not enter no-fly zones. Please try as best as possible to avoid them.
Spot.
We will give you those spots for that. And if for some reason you have an emergency, do try still not getting into those areas. If you are aware, you all are having GPSs, please feed that areas into your no-fly zones. This is a no-time being issued for you, all the pilots today. And we will fly cold rest.
Some of you are flying very close to the mountain. Please avoid.
So, it's okay, I understand flying closer to the mountain, what it means, but keep that risk factor in your mind, always. I'm sure it is not that you don't keep that, you do. But sometimes some people try avoiding that, taking some little extra risk. It's not worth it. You come here to fly, enjoy, please do that. Any questions from anyone? Any doubts?
Yeah, what is the no-fly zone, would that be in the Indian airspace file?
Yes.
So if
it is there.
It is there.
It is very much there.
Okay.
What was the question?
He said, is the file in the Indian airspace restriction available on the website? I said, yes, it is there.
Is it on Jigish's website?
Sorry?
Is it on Jigish's website? Which website?
I'm not very sure. Need to check on that.
Jigish?
I don't know any website. Where do you get that file?
Where do you get that file? We'll let you know. And we, otherwise, if you don't have, we'll still give you the no-fly zone coordinates. Okay?
What's the emergency rescue frequency or something?
Anvijay?
144400.
144600. 144400.
Thank you.
400, 500.
Okay, for international flyers it is 400. For Indian it is 500.
Can I just make a suggestion to everyone?
Please.
If you're a single pilot here, please make sure you are attached to other people. Please make sure you share your spot addresses, your Delormat, your in-reach addresses. And can I also advise people not just to tag on with other people, because you don't know what they're doing. Yeah. You don't know what their level they're at. As the gentleman said, there are some extremely experienced pilots here. They may be doing something that you really do not want to do. Do not just follow. Know who you're following and know if you're good enough. You know, keep it real.
My other suggestion is kindly share your sport or GPS device here either in Surya or either in the Ranbijay's office, so we have a good coordinate, so we can easily find out you from the mountain in case if you are stuck.
So we can just write it down and
forward. Yes, write it down and hand it over to somebody in the
email.
Can you be a little louder, please?
What can be done about the fact that the Delorme trackers are illegal here?
And spots. And spots.
I will give you the answer to that. The question he said is the trackers are illegal here, so what do we do about it? The answer was, since the radios are also illegal but still being operated, and so is the trackers being operated, nobody will hold you guilty for that. Rest be assured on that.
Okay.
But in the airport,
my friend got stopped. For the airport, I'm not responsible. I'm only responsible for flying the site here. For you to use the tracker here, nobody will hold you guilty for that.
And please, you just stay along with your group.
Yeah.
What can be done to more consistently articulate safety messages down to the number of rumors and whispers and
Yeah, is it possible to have
I can only suggest that there are so many people around here, the pilot from which group he is missing, the concern should be of that group. And the others should refrain from being away from whatever the rumors are being floated around.
Just a question.
Can there be something that's official, like a single source of truth?
Like a Facebook page?
Yeah,
we can make a Facebook page, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But make sure that whenever you are in the tree, take out your glider safely. You should report back, because we have a confusion at the same time. Who is in the tree, who is safe, or who is...
But if we know that, we can have a look at that resource.
Okay, so we will definitely look into your suggestion of making a Facebook page, which gives out the actual update, what's happening and who's down.
Yeah, and you can have that as one line of information where people can't post to it. So you can say, this is officially, this pilot is here, don't worry about them, this wing is
exactly
in this tree.
Exactly, so nobody can post anything on that, it would be a one-way traffic.
Yeah.
Just, okay, we are going to make a big paragliding, something like that.
Go ahead.
At the same time, we are issuing a telephone number which you add in your spot device or tracking device. So we can easily SMS, we can get the SMS.
That's a good idea. Thank you.
It's only the one SMS we are using by the government.
So when we start flying, we send starting my flight fees
from all of us. Couldn't somebody use online registration, otherwise we have to fill in online details, photographs and everything. So that can be done absolutely by the next year season.
This should be on.
Because you could ask us all for a bit of money.
I understand your point. Hopefully next year, this season, this should be on.
Suggestion is appreciable and it will be incorporated by the next season.
Louder.
Let me just take up the matter with my higher authorities and we'll decide in 15-20 minutes.
Next 20 minutes we'll let you know.
Yes.
Thank you.
Definitely the point is well taken and we will see to it that the cars are not parked on the road henceforth. Point taken.
Stop finding them.
Point taken.
500 rupees.
Any other suggestions?
Yes, I'm aware of it. We'll see that it doesn't happen again.
We will make it sure that it won't happen again.
Any other suggestion from?
I think a good idea would be to have a flyer where all the official information are in, some safety information from good pilots for not so experienced pilots. That thing should be handed to everybody that comes here. Like it should lay out for free in Surya or wherever.
I would say is a very good idea, but then it again depends on the community. If somebody wants to volunteer for that, and those experienced pilots would want to hand over such kind of placards or such kind of...
We can make it.
That goes to the complete flying community. Anyone wants to share any kind of knowledge, especially the experienced pilots, to any of the hotels they are staying in, or give out these kind of cards to not so very experienced pilot, you're most welcome to do that.
Well, these links can be put on the safety page for people.
Yeah.
As permanent links. People can critique the information, give feedback, blah, blah, blah.
Is there a safety page or the amendment?
I think that was the basic aim and we got some very nice points from you all and we should try to crease them out as best as possible. And just give us about 20-25 minutes.
I'll take suggestions from you.
Yes,
Andy, please. After the meeting will over, we'll...
That again depends from your insurance company, how fast they react to your insurance and how fast the money is released to say from that side that yes, the helicopter is sanctioned. I don't think so. The bureaucracy is involved in the insurance part. If you have insurance, we get in touch with the concerned helicopter company, and if your insurance company says that yes, it's a go, it doesn't take time for a helicopter to come here. It's the bureaucratic hurdle between the insurance company and the pilot.
It was mentioned earlier that we should have a registration process that's online prior to arrival. And then the insurance companies.
I have a site here, I run a hotel here, and on my website it says if you register there, that bureaucracy also goes away because I take care of that insurance company. And it's a pre-registration.
Yeah, if you had a pre-registration site, then everyone would know the details.
Yes.
I think he's saying
that, yes.
Problem is, instead of Randy J going through pieces of paper. What's his name?
With a certain amount of fees.
The problem is that with the helicopter, because whenever there is accident, I might be after noon time, and we got the late information, and after that, clearance from the insurance take a long, long time. And after that, they took 4 to 5 months to pay to the helicopter company. So little bit there is a trouble between your insurance company and the
helicopter company.
My question was, how do we see?
Yes.
So I gave you the answer.
Yeah.
Talk to your insurance company.
If you register with us, I will see to it what insurance company you are working with. I would have a contact with them prior to your flight for a certain amount of fees.
So thank
please,
you very much,
please.
Gentlemen.
Yes, please. If no insurance, we will not let you fly.
Not allowed to fly.
We won't let you fly.
That's the rules there. If you don't have insurance, you don't fly.
It is for your security and safety.
Yeah, I know.
Please.
That's for health insurance and
you cannot even drive a car on the road.
Right, guys.
I got sick from my momos.